Time now for a small business report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, what it takes to launch and run your own craft brewery with a specific cause in mind. That story after this. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are 3 numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. That's michiganbusiness.org. To learn more. Ever wonder what it would be like to have your own craft brewery? Tori Fisher doesn't wonder anymore. She did it. It's called Backward Flag Brewing, based in Forked River, New Jersey, owned by veterans. Her goal is to not only sell beer, but also to give back to the Backward Flag community. It can be a tricky balance, she says. Here's her story. Tori, explain what you do.
A veteran-owned brewery. That's kind of what our brand is focused on. So Backward Flag itself kind of came from the flag that we wear on the Army uniform. So I'm a military veteran, and I have a lot of veterans and law enforcement who work for me. And so it's kind of what we're geared towards as a brewery.
And the Backward Flag itself indicates what?
That flag comes from a kind of like a historical reference. So it's worn backward because it kind of goes back to the days on the battlefield where you had soldiers charging forward into the fight, and they had a flag bearer with them. And if you could imagine that guy, you know, charging forward with this flag, the way it would be waving in the wind. So it kind of represents that fighting attitude, that always, you know, moving forward, never retreating.
Got it.
And I chose that because not only the military wears it, but so does a lot of law enforcement, fire, rescue, and I wanted to be able to encompass all those different organizations and what we do.
And you've got a military background also?
Yes, I did 13 years in the Army.
Very good. The idea of a craft brewery business came from where?
Well, I've always had a pretty strong interest in anything, you know, food and beverage. I don't know if that just comes from all the years I spent kind of traveling around. I had a lot of exposure to that and had a great appreciation for it. And then around like 2007, a friend taught myself and my former partner how to brew. It was just meant to really be a fun thing to do, but it turned into a pretty obsessive hobby. And as I was kind of going about my military career the last 2 years, I just, you know, I started to kind of get that bug of, you know, I absolutely love everything I'm doing, but what would it be like if I was doing everything, you know, on my own, if I wasn't kind of limited by, you know, somebody else's, you know, policies and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about wanting to start a business. And, you know, that the craft beer, it's something that I've always enjoyed. You know, and it just seemed like the time is right for that. So it kind of seemed like a no-brainer to go in that direction.
How about that? So you had no necessarily entrepreneur experience?
No. I've been in the military since I was 18 years old. So starting this business was my very first adventure into that.
How about that? What would you say were the military skills that allowed you to do something like this, though?
Everything. it definitely gave me the drive, which definitely took a lot of drive to do all the research that I needed to do to get into doing something that I've never done. But it also gave me a lot of that assertiveness to kind of get out there and get my name out there and talk to the people I needed to talk to, you know, sit down and do all of the research that needed to be done. It definitely took a lot of discipline to get to this point, especially getting into an alcohol business. There's so many rules and regulations and tons of paperwork. It definitely takes a lot of focus and effort to get to the point where you're actually open and operating. And I think, I don't know if I would have had that discipline without my time in the military.
Wow. We're speaking with Tori Fisher. She's the founder of Backward Flag Brewing. We're talking about the craft brewing business. What was the environment like when you launched? Was it difficult to get loans or equipment? You know, where did that come from?
Right now, it's still kind of young here. I mean, the rest of the country is definitely booming, and New Jersey's starting to. So about three years ago, it made it possible for us to do what we're doing. So now you can have a tasting room that you can sell out of, which is what we do. You can self-distribute. So this area, we don't really have any direct competition as far as breweries go. The closest brewery to me is about 40 minutes north, okay. And then there's another one about 40 minutes south. But at the same time, when we came in, I had done a lot of research, so I made sure that I educated everybody that we were working with on what we were doing. So there weren't too many questions when we came into their town and said, hey, you know, we want to open a brewery instead of this alcohol business. And as far as loans and things, I really didn't utilize any of those things to open the business. It was pretty much all retirement money, you know, selling a lot of possessions. And then we did a small Kickstarter that helped and leased some equipment. Getting a traditional loan, you know, with a business that has absolutely no experience whatsoever.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, just a little bit of research I did into that was going to be really difficult. You know, so we ended up going the direction of doing like a capital lease for some of the larger pieces of equipment so we could preserve the capital that we did have to get us through the first couple months.
Very good. So the goal then is what necessarily? I mean, are your beers contained in local liquor stores in New Jersey? Are you selling online? Is that even legal? Like, how does that work?
Right now, everything that we sell is being sold directly out of our tap room. So to buy any of our beer, you actually have to come to the brewery and buy it from the tap room. So we sell pints, we do tasting flights, you can do takeouts and growlers. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because we're very small. We're a two-barrel brewery, so we don't produce a whole lot right now.
Okay.
And I would say we've been pretty successful because we're pretty much selling out of our beer every weekend. So the long-term goal is to distribute some places, but we're going to have to increase our production to do that, and that's kind of the stage we're at right now.
Okay, yeah.
Is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And but once we do, even still, my plan is not to just try and hit every, you know, bar and restaurant and retailer that I can find. I plan to stay focused on, there's a lot of different retailers out there that are also veteran-owned or tied to the veteran community, I kind of want to focus on that.
Very good. And so connect that, too. You have a handful of employees who are veterans, and you look specifically for them?
I do. We don't discriminate against anyone. We have plenty of people that work for us as well that, you know, aren't law enforcement or military, but typically their family or close family members are. But the people that do come in and have those ties, we find that, you know, work a little bit better, and they understand, you know, what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that you bring in somebody that shares the same morals and values. You know, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world today, you know, so we have to make sure that everybody that comes in and represents us shares those same values.
Yeah. And you're a certified Cicerone too, correct?
Yes.
So you've had a lot of beer in your life.
Yes.
Does it add credibility to the business?
Yeah, I do believe that it has added a lot of credibility to the brewery. Right now, I don't believe there are any other breweries in the state that are owned by someone certified. And I use that to make sure, like, good sensory analysis on our beer. Mm-hmm. I still insist on tasting everything through the process, making sure it's going in the right direction. I use that knowledge also to teach my staff. The first Thursday of every month, we sit down and we have training. So I take guys that may have known nothing about beer, and I'm teaching them how to talk about beer, how to analyze it, and then also be able to explain those things to our customers. So when you come in and you ask a question about a certain beer, you don't have a guy behind the counter that says, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to ask the brewer.
Right, right.
That I would never accept that. I want everybody to have just as much knowledge as I do.
This is a quickly growing business, the craft beer brewing business. How do you say your beer stands out, say, from others?
I think the quality of our beer is definitely kind of standing on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And then just our brand itself, being a veteran-owned company, that helps to make us stand out a little bit above everyone else.
There you go.
You know, just like in any business, you know, you got to have that one thing that separates you, and I feel like that's what does it for us.
All right, so you're a little more than 1 year into this business, then. What would you say you might do differently, given you know, the experience you've had now the past 12 months or so?
When we opened, I mean, one of the things that I did was I purchased some equipment and spent some money in places that later on found weren't really necessary.
Okay.
You know, did some, spent a lot of money on like some branding and marketing that, you know, it seemed like it was important, and it is, and it's gotten us pretty far, but at the same time, I've realized that maybe it wasn't as important as I thought.
Hmm.
We could have saved money there. Definitely one of the things I would have done different is I would say, you know, make sure that you know, choose your partners a little more wisely than what I did.
Okay.
I opened the business with two partners, and neither one of them are part of the company anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, those just little things like that. I did a ton of research before we opened. I feel pretty confident in the things that we've done. There's like the little things here and there what I would have done different, but given the information and the experience I had when we started, there's not much, I think, that I could have done different.
Right. What if a bigger, more established company came along with a buyout offer right now?
And it's one of those things you're just not really sure. My answer to them was, you know, one of the my biggest goals in what we're doing is beer is obviously our business. But I spent a lot of time focusing on veteran charities and working with the veteran community. And if an opportunity came along that allowed me to be able to contribute to that in a bigger way, I might consider it. You know, I completely understand that there are, you know, those people out there that, you know, they want to stand their ground, and I completely understand that, and I believe in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that, you know, if an opportunity came that allowed me to do better, you know, to do more good in the communities that I want to, then, you know, that might be the direction that I would go, because that would get me to the goal that I have.
Thanks, Tori. Tori Fisher, founder of Backward Flag Brewing. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those, by the way, are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.